Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, our incredible crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, our good friend, my buddy, Danny Parkins. First things first on Fox Sports 1 will join us. Can't wait to talk about the 7-3. First place Chicago Bears with our friend Bears fan Danny Parkins. We look forward to that 20 minutes from now and 40 minutes from now. It's all of our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including two absolute bangers in college basketball, UConn, Arizona, Illinois, Alabama. We're going to talk some college basketball in a moment here. We'll get to LeBron James' return for the Los Angeles Lakers. But there is one piece of NFL news I wanted to get into the show. Lamar Jackson did not practice today for the Baltimore Ravens with what the team is calling an ankle injury. Now, it does not feel, based on the reporting, like Lamar Jackson is in danger of missing Sunday's game against the Jets. John Harbaugh said, quote, asked, is this going to be like last week when Lamar didn't practice on Wednesday and then was back at practice on Thursday? Harbaugh replied, yeah, same type of situation. He added, I know it's Lamar, it's our quarterback. I understand how important it is, and it wasn't in his best interest to practice today, and we'll see where we're at tomorrow. So John Harbaugh basically telling you that the expectation is for Lamar to practice tomorrow. And this is like Lamar does stuff like this. And I don't even say that like meanly or like to be sarcastic. Like, this is kind of like Lamar's deal. And if you've covered this league for long enough, you've bet on this league for long enough, like, you know that this, like, stuff like this happens with him. If we get to tomorrow, and we're doing the show tomorrow in between 4 and 7 p.m. Eastern, right? And Lamar doesn't practice, we can have a conversation and be a little worried heading into Friday. As of right now, I would describe my worry meter 1 through 10. And I do have Lamar in some fantasy leagues that I would very much like to win, where I would like to get paid a lot of money. I would describe my worry meter on the 1 to 10 scale as maybe like a 1.5 from 1 to 10. But I did say earlier, this was Ravens 14, now it's 13.5. And you have to think that, I think that's mostly due to Tyrod starting in place of Justin Fields. Like, that's something we know is happening. Lamar is just conjecture at this point, and we're speculating. But I'm sure, like, some people may think, you know, let me grab this now with the Jets, just in case Lamar's not 100% healthy. I think Lamar's going to be fine, but I feel like I do a disservice to you, our audience, if I don't mention that here on the show. So Lamar, no practice today. John Harbaugh saying that he thinks that Lamar will practice tomorrow with what the team is calling an ankle injury. Before we get to hoops, I got one more thing for you on the college football playoff. So I've been teasing throughout the show, and I can't wait to talk about this. Because if this happens, and I don't think it's going to, I will cash a very nice bet. I spoke about this earlier in the season, and our friend Joey Kanish, baby, who will come on the show tomorrow, who texted me on Saturday, is a true story. So Kanish said on the show last week that he would dance on my Greek grave. I don't know that the graves had ethnicities. If Oklahoma beat Alabama, and they did, and like the moment the game went final, I got this text from Joey Kanish, and he'll join us tomorrow on the show. The text reads as follows. Saturday, 6:56 p.m. Eastern. Boomer, play the clip. So we'll play the clip tomorrow. Joey Kanish liked this bet when I made it earlier in the season. Femi did not. The bet was Michigan to make the college football playoff. Michigan is behind Texas right now in the rankings. Texas is 17th, Michigan is 18th. The difference between the two teams, obviously, is that Texas has 3 losses and Michigan has 2. Kanish just texted me. I wonder if he's listening to the show. Let's see. Okay, yeah. That was just very funny. Anyway, so Michigan needs to beat Maryland this weekend and then beat Ohio State and probably get a little bit of help. And I think that we will see a couple teams lose potentially that are in the top 10 right now. I think Oregon's on upset alert. You know, I think Oklahoma's on upset alert this weekend against Mizzou. And we don't know if Bo Prabhula is going to play in the game yet, Missouri's quarterback. It kind of feels like it's maybe like 51-49 that he's not going to play. But it's way, like, we don't know yet. I think Oklahoma is not very good. I do think the Sooners are on upset alert. So I do think there's a path. If Michigan beats Ohio State, it's the best win of the season. Like, for any team, if they beat Ohio State. I don't think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State. But this, what I'm about to say now, is not about the big game. It's about Saturday's game, as Michigan travels to Maryland to play the Terrapins. And I know Maryland fans not happy that Mike Locksley is going to get brought back, but whatever. So Michigan is a 13.5-point road favorite, and it's juiced towards the Wolverines. I think this is going to 14. This is, and I know, like, I make fun of people that, like, talk like this when they talk about betting. I'm going to do it now, and you can make fun of me if the bet loses, or if it wins, and I don't really care. This is the look-ahead spot of all look-ahead spots for Michigan, where, like all they got to do, like, they beat Ohio State, and they I think that they're going to make it. Not definitely, but I think they will. Maryland plus 14, anybody? Michigan looking past them? On the road? November? Fear the turtle, bitches. I like turtles. I'll take Maryland plus the points, and hopefully I get a 14 or better against Michigan coming up on Saturday. All right, you bet on this Wednesday. As promised, let's talk some hoops. And we'll start with college basketball. It was great to, Monday night was a wonderful night of betting for yours truly. Won every bet that I gave out here on You Better You Bet. Last night, the opposite. Loved Kentucky last night. Closed 3.5. I felt like, wow, like, I'm seeing something nobody else is seeing. It turns out that the only blind bastard was me. Because Michigan State waxed that ass. 83-66. Kentucky had a brief moment in the second half where, like, they had like a fast break dunk off a steal. It was like, can Kentucky make this a game? No, they couldn't. Michigan State wins by 17. And there are a couple, I think, big picture thoughts coming out of this game. The first is, Michigan State's awesome. And I don't know if this is going to be like your normal Tom Izzo team where like they're going to scuffle through November and they're going to stink in December and they're going to lose some games they shouldn't lose. And maybe January doesn't go great. And then it turns into February. Oh, yeah. And they start coming on in a big way. And then you flip the calendar and it's Izzo. It's not March. It's Izzo. I don't think this season's going to follow that pattern for Michigan State. I think that they are tremendous. And this point guard Fears with 13 assists last night absolutely controlled the game. I don't want to say Michigan State is like even like the second best team in the Big Ten because I think it's Purdue and Illinois right now until proven otherwise, and we'll get to Illinois' game against Bama a little later. Michigan State could be the third best team in the conference. And with Izzo coaching the team and the way he coaches that team, doesn't believe in dipping into the portal, believes in like building a team that's together for a long time and like it loves each other. You saw that after the game last night. Izzo's getting interviewed by ESPN, the whole team standing there behind him, cheesing behind him. Jackson Kohler talking to like, this team, they are good. I don't know if they're national title good, but I mean, they're better than I think we all expected coming into the year and absolutely are worth watching out for. As far as the losers last night, and I actually think Kentucky's the bigger story, because they have been a supreme disappointment thus far this season. They're 3-2, both high-profile games they played and they lost, Louisville last week, and then last night getting blown out at the Garden by Michigan State. Kentucky coach Mark Pope. I would actually urge you, the listener viewer, even if you're not a huge college basketball fan, I think you probably are if you like the show. Go out of your way to watch Mark Pope postgame. He looks defeated. And I'm not like, that's not even an opinion by me. He's saying out loud that this team's not ready, he's not doing a good enough job, and that they're not playing as a unit. He's saying like he's doing a bad job coaching the team and they're not good right now. And he's not saying it in a hellfire and brimstone fiery way. He's saying it in like a we suck chicken little, the sky is falling type of way. It's Kentucky we're talking about here. Like, I respect his candor and his honesty. He got to get this turned around. He's got to get it turned around soon. Kentucky's next big game is December 2nd against Carolina. Curious to see how Kentucky looks heading into that game. And if the SEC preseason player of the year, Otega Owe, starts playing better, he has been a huge disappointment thus far this college basketball season. The other game in the Champions Classic, I hope that people out there didn't bet Kansas. Because if you did, this is a brutal, brutal loss. Duke wins by 12, game closed 11.5, 78-66. And Kansas looked great at the start of this game without Darren Peterson. And if you are listening and watching and you don't know who Darren Peterson is, he's probably going to be the first overall pick in the NBA draft. And people who know way more about college basketball than me say that he's the best player Bill Self has ever coached. Like one of these fabulous freshmen with like A.J. DeBonsa from BYU, and we'll get to Cam Boozer of Duke in a second, and Koa Pete of Arizona, and Wilson at North Carolina. We got a lot of good ones. Darren Peterson's at the top of the list, and he's out with the hamstring strain. And Kansas, like, hung in this game. I know they lost by 12, but this was like, Kansas played well in this game, where I think I feel better about Kansas coming out of this game than I did going in, that they kept it this close against Duke without, like, the number one pick in the NBA draft. Not bad for Bill Self in Kansas. As far as Duke goes, Cam Boozer with, like, a quiet, think about this, a quiet 18-10-5. Or if you watch the game, it's like Cam Boozer didn't necessarily dominate when you're watching it. But then you look at the box score and it's, oh my God, this guy's unreal. Isaiah Evans, 16 points, might be the best shooter in the country. Again, people way smarter than me are saying that. I just watch the games. He's really good. And there's some people that are asking the question, is this Duke team better than last year's Duke team? With Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple and Malawach and James and Proctor, all in the NBA right now. That Duke team famously, unfortunately for us, infamously I should say, lost to Houston on Saturday night in the Final Four. I do think that argument's a little crazy Only because, like, that Duke team was like, I still can't believe they didn't win. I don't even like thinking about it, much less talking about it. This Duke team is not as good as that Duke team, but that Duke team didn't win. Maybe this Duke team can. And Cam Boozer looks unflappable right now. Duke gonna be a big-time problem this year moving forward in college basketball. And in the NBA. Pistons won again last night. We'll get to the Pistons at some point this week on the show. They've now won 11 straight games. They have been absolutely tremendous. You had the Spurs end on an 11-0 run. Like, poor Femi bet the Grizzlies money line. They're up by one, like, with not a lot of time to play. And San Antonio closes on an 11-0 run to win by 10. Tough. The big story in the NBA last night was LeBron James returning to the Lakers. 23rd season. Unbelievable for LeBron. Lakers 140, Jazz 126. LeBron goes for 11 points, 3 boards, and 12 dimes in 30 minutes. And what's really cool about this, if you're a Lakers fan or a Lakers better, is that Luka scored 37 and Austin Reeves scored 26. So it's not like LeBron coming back like took something away from Luka or took something away from Austin Reeves. He augmented and amplified what they normally do. J.J. Redick's a really good coach. And LeBron's obviously, I think he's the second best player of all time, only behind MJ. I'm curious how far the Lakers can take this. We've been pretty firm all season that the Lakers are not a legitimate NBA Finals contender. And I do think that at the end of the day, like against OKC, how are they beating the Thunder in a 7-game series? But I can't wait to watch and see how it plays out. And whether or not you love or hate LeBron, I think we can all admit that the NBA is more fun when LeBron's around. So I'm happy he's back. Good win for the Lakers last night. Great to see those three players all on the court at the same time. We have some news in the Illinois-Alabama game tonight. Tomislav Ivicic and Mihajlo Petrović are both playing for Illinois tonight. Two of their best players who have not played yet this season. So this is a major boon for Illinois tonight as they host Alabama. The line of the game is 2.5, and it's getting bet right now. My suggestion, I'm going to bet Illinois during the break. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. I would be stunned if this didn't close 3. Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1, joins us next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Santos puts it up and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox this weekend. Danny Parkins is going to join us in just a moment for First Things First on Fox Sports 1. I have to be honest, I kind of feel like every week on the show, I'm like, Danny, you're Chicago Bears. I bet them to make the playoffs before the year. I kind of think they might be our Chicago Bears. Danny will join us in just a moment, but we need to get this news into the show because it impacts a couple games coming up tonight that are starting in college basketball, one of them in a little bit. So UConn is playing Arizona tonight. This market was 6.5 all day. Braylon Mullins and Tarris Reed, Reed is the starting center for UConn, both ruled out for tonight's game. That number is now down to 4.5. So if people want to bet UConn now off of that news, you can get a cheaper price. We'll talk about that coming up next segment to end the show, UConn and Arizona. And the other big college basketball game tonight, Alabama and Illinois. So both of Illinois' like Euro players, Ivicic and whatever, I could just make something up. Anyway, two of their best players. They're both playing tonight, and other sports books are now out to 3.5 with the Illini. BetMGM is still putting out an Illinois -2.5 number, still hanging Illinois -2.5. So I have bet that number. Petrovic is the other player. Thank you. Thank you, Jake. I have bet Illinois -2.5 at BetMGM. If you would like to do so, BetMGM is your home to make that bet. It is 3.5 elsewhere. 2.5 is the number at BetMGM. I appreciate our friend Danny Parkins bearing with us while we got that breaking college basketball news into the show. Joining us right now is our buddy, First Things First, Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, killing it on national television, on all social platforms, at his name, at Danny Parkins. Former You Better You Bet co-host, celebrity Chicago Bears fan. My friend, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. And no, thank you for the college hoops update. On Black Friday, I'm actually going with my nephew, who's a student at UConn. We're going to see UConn, Illinois at the Garden. So I'm that was very pertinent news. So thank you.
Oh, man, that is a tremendous, tremendous game. I'm going to like UConn, and I think UConn is outstanding, but we can save the college basketball talk for maybe a couple months from now. Let's talk about Danny. Do you mind if I call them our Bears? Is that okay?
I think, listen, if you have money on the Bears before the season, they can be your Bears too. Absolutely. There's more than enough Bears to go around, my friend. Absolutely. Our Chicago Bears.
I was going to ask you about the game, but I actually want to start with this when it comes to the Bears. So I started talking about it on the show yesterday, maybe it was Monday, saying I hate this. And as I started talking about it, I realized I actually love it. So every week after the Bears win, I go to the Bears. I don't wait for it to get tweeted on my timeline. I go to the Bears official Twitter account, waiting for them to post the Ben Johnson postgame video. And I watched the whole thing, but to get to the end for the good, better, best, never let it rest, I've actually memorized the whole shtick now. I thought I hated it, but I realized there's no way I hate it. I'm actually obsessed with it. And I look forward to it after every Bears win. Do you love it as much as I do? Where do you come down on good, better, best, never let it rest until your good gets better and your better gets best?
I told Ben Johnson that I wanted him to record one for my voicemail. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with it.
That's awesome, right?
It's awesome. I think it's cool. I think the players clearly like it. I loved Cole Kmet. I think it was last week, was asked about it, and he was like, the first time I heard it, we've heard so many coaches and you hear so many coaches throughout your years in football, have their things and their slogans. He's like, I got to be honest. He's like, the first time I heard it, I thought it was kind of corny, and I was looking around at some other guys, and I could tell they kind of agreed. He's like, but he said they've 100% bought in. No one feels that way anymore, and, like, they really look forward to it too. And that, to me, is just, like, there's something about it. Like, it's a new coach. He's trying to, like, do his thing right off the jump. Like, maybe, like, on a first date, like, you're like, am I going to be, like, my entire true self on this first date? And you are. And then someone finds it annoying. But then, like, 3 years into the relationship, you're like, oh, that's my favorite thing about the person. Like, I think it's kind of adorable. And I love that the team has bought in on it completely.
You know, Danny is married, by the way, that he just phrased that answer. Me too. I totally felt everything that Danny just said there regarding the relationship. So when 3 years in, I actually liked this, but I hated it. Now I like this about this person. All right. You know, we will talk about the Bears making the playoffs in a second. But first, you know, every so often, my friend, the boogeyman comes rolling into town. And sometimes the boogeyman has a fracture in his left wrist, and maybe we'll still play in the game. So we don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to play on Sunday. I know you don't need me to say this, but I will. 24-5 lifetime against your Chicago Bears. Maybe has said once or twice or a million times, I effing own you guys. We don't know if it's going to be Rodgers. To be clear, I have said, I like the Bears no matter who starts a quarterback for Pittsburgh. I think the Bears are going to win no matter what. Take me through Danny Parkins, Chicago Bears fan, and you kind of juxtaposing that with how you handicap games and talk about games on national television and where you come down, because I'm sure this is just kind of like a soup of emotions for you heading into this game against your old pal Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I did the one-shot monologue end-of-show commentary today on this, and I really liked it, and so I think it should be out on the First Things First socials. Like, I badly want Aaron Rodgers to play in this game. And it's been a big topic of debate in Chicago. And, like, I get the logical argument of, like, it's marginally easier to beat Mason Rudolph than it is to beat Aaron Rodgers. And maybe you think it's way easier. Like, I don't agree necessarily with, like, this version of Rodgers and how the Steelers run their offense. But, like, this isn't Lamar Jackson v. Snoop Huntley, where it's 7-plus points to the line. And by the way, Snoop Huntley put up 30 on the Bears and they lost, right? Joe Flacco put up 470 yards and 4 touchdowns on the Bears. So, like, backup quarterbacks can cook the Bears too. But Aaron Rodgers has the highest passer rating of any quarterback in NFL history who's played more than 25 games against one opponent. His passer rating against the Bears is 107.3. He's 12-3 at Soldier Field. I believe it's 25-5 overall. The only two guys with 25 or more starts who have had won at a higher clip is Ben Roethlisberger against the Browns and Tom Brady against the Bills. So when he said, like, I own you, he is right. He does. But what's also interesting about it is Caleb Williams, on multiple occasions, both before he was drafted by the Bears and since he's been drafted by the Bears, he does not shy away from the fact that he has called Aaron Rodgers his football goat, the player that he has studied the most, and the player that he models his game after. So, and yes, I hated Aaron Rodgers for years and years and years, but I always respected him. Until Mahomes came along, I would have said he's the most talented player I had ever seen play the position. So, yes, he owned my team, but I couldn't help but respect him. So I want this to be a passing of the torch moment, and I know he's not the same, and I know he's not a Packer, but I think it would mean a lot for Caleb to beat Aaron Rodgers, and I know it would be amazingly therapeutics, maybe a little strong, but it would be very satisfying if Aaron Rodgers ended his career against the Bears with a loss, and for forever Caleb Williams got to say that he was 1-0 heads up against Aaron Rodgers. So I know that it makes the path to the playoffs marginally more difficult for the Bears. I'm willing to sacrifice logic here for a minute and just take 3.5 hours of sports theater, open myself up to maximum pain, and say, I want Aaron Rodgers to play Sunday against the Bears.
Now, just, I love that. I want you to be very honest here, because you said, like, it would mean a lot for Caleb Williams, like, to beat his football goat, Aaron Rodgers. Let's be real. This isn't about Caleb Williams. This is about you and all the Bears fans. This is for you guys, right, to beat Aaron Rodgers. Forget about Caleb Williams. You guys badly want this, right?
Dude, I did my hit on the score today, and the midday show was saying they look. No, you want to get to 10 wins. I'm like, that's wrong opinion.
Come on, yeah. I don't think that, I like them. Like, I'm not bashing them. Like, what are they talking about? Come on.
I think it's insane. I thought it was insane, and I yelled at them for 15 minutes. Like, I think you wanna see him. Of course you do. Like, are there scars there? But it's like, oh no, now he's 26-5 against the Bears. Like, I think I'll be able to handle it. Like, I've handled it a time or two before.
So yes, NFC Championship game against Caleb Haney, the Randall Cobb game back from the separated shoulder. Like, this doesn't even crack like the top 10 if Rodgers beats them in this game.
No question. It's just add it to the list, but it would be wildly sad. And by the way, like Rodgers said, today was asked, like, he said what he always says. He's like, Chicago, great sports town. I've had a lot of success there. I've had a lot of memories there. Like, I love playing there, but I have motivation to play every week. Like, I firmly believe that on the board of reasons why he chose to play the Steelers was that AFC North had NFC North this year, and he got one more game against Green Bay and one more game against Chicago. So I think that Aaron Rodgers, even if he didn't admit it today, absolutely part of the reason why he wants to play in this game is because he wants to go win at Soldier Field one more time. Like, and the Bears aren't winning a Super Bowl this year. They're not. So it's okay to to sacrifice the logic side of it a little bit for – it would just be effing awesome to beat him. So, and it'll feel a little hollow if they don't get to play him. So, yeah, I badly want him to play. For me.
You better.
Caleb.
Absolutely. And you can be honest, for you. That's okay. I would feel the same way if I were you. You bet on this Wednesday. Our guest, Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1. Watch him on national television weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Like, I know we're doing a lot of NFC North here, but I think it's all really compelling. I test drove a take earlier in the show, and I think I'm going to make this bet, and I want to run it by you right now, and it involves the NFC North. Will you hear me out on this and tell me what you think? I think you're going to like it.
I love test driving takes. I love flirting with takes. I love trial right. balloon takes.
Yeah, right.
I love all
marinating.
Sorts of, like, I had the half-baked takes. I love all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, go ahead, man. This is a safe space.
The one that I usually go with is I'm marinating on a take. It's just every time I say it, I smile. Like, I feel like I want to laugh. Okay. So at our show sponsor right now, BetMGM, make it legendary. The Packers are -400 to make the playoffs, +310 to miss the playoffs. And Danny, I'm not like guaranteeing or saying that the Packers are definitely going to miss the playoffs, but even if Green Bay wins the game this weekend, and they're 6.5-point home favorites against J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, and you watched him last week just like I did, we both bet the Bears, he's terrible. So the Packers are probably going to win. Let's say they win, and they get to 7 wins. Here's the schedule moving forward for Green Bay. Thanksgiving at Detroit. I think they're going to lose that game. They play the Bears twice in 3 weeks. I think Chicago can definitely win one of those games. Maybe not both, but one. At Denver, home Ravens at the Vikings in week 18. I think it is reasonable to say that Green Bay is going 9-7-1. And Chicago is already at 7 and San Francisco is already at 7. You have any desire to join me in betting the Packers at a huge price to miss the playoffs? Not even money, it's +310 for Green Bay to miss. How do you feel about that?
I like it a lot. I've thought about it, but obviously you wouldn't bet it now though, right? You'd wait for them to beat J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
Right. And then you get an even better price after they win this week. So that's really a bet that you'd want to make next week. And yeah, and listen, just to strengthen it a little bit, like, the Bears beat him in week 18 last year. I know they knocked Jordan Love out of the game, but still they did. And they lost to them on a blocked field goal and the first game that they played, and the Packers, I mean, they sent it to the league and they're like, yeah, it probably should have been a call. Like, the Packers, like, pushed the rusher in order to get the blocked field goal in that spot. Like, you hired Ben Johnson to win NFC North games and because of his expertise in the division. So I absolutely think the Bears can at least split against Green Bay in that spot. I picked the Packers to miss the playoffs before the year. Jordan Love is better than Packers fans deserve after having Favre and Rodgers, but I don't think he's as good as the masses want you to believe. Like, his interceptions when he throws them are bad. I definitely feel like he should have more interceptions than he does. And he just doesn't seem like he feels the rush in the pocket. The end of the Dallas game that he got away with, like, miracle with 1 second left, just, like, terrible awareness. Like, I don't fully trust that guy. The running game hasn't been good. The Tucker Kraft injury. The thing that hurts your argument and hurts the bet is they could be undefeated. Like the Dallas game, they gave up 40. But their three losses, it's 13 to Cleveland, 16 to Carolina, and 10 to Philly. Like, their defense has been consistently excellent. And so if you have an excellent defense, you'll probably figure out a way to get to 10 wins.
I'll tell you what, and the other thing with Jordan Love, tap dances in the pocket like Fred Astaire. He's got to get that under control. Danny, love having you on the show. Bear down this weekend. At Danny Parkins on Twitter, first things first on Fox Sports 1. Let's go Bears. We'll talk to you next week.
Anytime, buddy. Thank you.
Our friend Danny Parkins joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us today on this wonderful Football Wednesday. Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the legendary Brian Baldinger, and our good pal, Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1, who just joined us here on this Wednesday. Thank you very much to Baldy. Thank you very much to Danny. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, our technical director. Doing the show from a cave in Kabul. You're about to find out when you see what his shot looks like when he comes on momentarily to talk college basketball, the legendary Tyler Morales, our engineer, the one and only Jake the Snake Hassan, and our video producer, God's perfect creation, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath. We're going to try and get Ryan back on You Better You Bet coming up this Friday. Killed it with us last week on the show, giving us college football winners. So Ryan on BetMGM tonight with our friend, the great Brad Evans, who joins us now here on the show. Brad, happy Wednesday. Hola, amigo. And Wednesday is...
Hump day, and hola, amigo.
All right, Brad, before we talk some college hoops, and I want to get your thoughts on both of the big games tonight in college basketball, yeah. Can we please play a game of Predict the Prop?
Yes, we can. What position would you like me, amigo?
I always enjoy the wide receivers. You don't even have to ask me the question. We can just do receivers.
Yeah, I know you do. All right, I only got one wide receiver on the list, but it's a good one. Emeka Egbuka, of course, receiving yards in a colossal game on the road against the L.A. Rams. Costos, predict the prop.
Now, we don't know if Chris Godwin's back yet, right? Like, that's kind of, like, very much up in the air. I think that's gonna impact this number. So, can I ask you something? And you're going to give it away a little bit here. But I feel like I have to ask this question. Is the number, in your opinion, shaded towards Godwin playing or not playing?
I honestly think it's kind of in the middle, quite frankly. Okay. I think it's priced appropriately.
I think it's going to be low 70s. I don't think it could be much more than that. I'll say 71.5 for Emeka Egbuka.
Ding, 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 ding! Correct! But the actual number is 68.5. So it's an over lean.
I'll lean on the over, but I like, can't do anything there until I know if Chris Godwin's playing. Like, that will inform my decision quite a bit for Sunday night's game at the Rams. Brad, I'm guessing since you said you only had one receiver, do you have a running back or a tight end to throw out there?
I do. Let's go with a running back and Kenneth Walker III on the road in Las Vegas, taking on those sorrowful Titans. Printed the prop.
See, what's funny about Walker is, like, I think he's so much better than Charbonnet, but, like, Charbonnet plays down by the goal line, and Seattle, like, they don't have a commitment to either one, so, like, the number can never be that high. Jeffrey Simmons is going to play in the game. I feel like, is it, like, a 4 or a 5 for Walker? I'll say they're almost 2 touchdown favorites. It's going to be a little higher. 50, I could be way off on this one. I was confident in the Egbuka guess. I'll say 53.5 for Kenneth Walker.
Woo! Ding, 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 ding! And barely the actual number is 58.5. So what's the lean here?
Under for Walker.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to cruise to victory. Like, who's their third running back? Like, Ariel Helwani, like, takes a break from doing MMA and comes in and runs in touchdowns. George Helwani is actually his name, right? Where, like, they get up big in this game. Like, I think you'll see some Charbonnet. You'll see some George Helwani. Tyler types his name in now. Yes, Tyler, I did the bit already. And then I said his real name. Thank you. great job. I'll lean for me towards the under on Kenneth Walker III. All right. I want to get your thoughts on the two big college basketball games tonight. Let's start with UConn and Arizona. And Brad, I said it to start the segment with Danny just now. UConn down a couple players, including their starting center. And we've seen the betting market move towards Arizona as a result. This was UConn -6.5. Now it's 4.5, 156.5 the total. This is a true home game for UConn tonight. The game is in stores.
Yeah, Arizona's extraordinarily talented, and they're already proven against solid opponents. It started with the Florida win on a neutral court, and a team is just balling out right now. And Coach Pete, he had 30-7 in that game against the Gators. They got a lot of guys. They got a lot of size. And Krivas at 7'2" in the interior. Waka's a guy who's a dirty worker underneath. Excellent guard play as well. Bradley has been just ice water in his veins. I think 4.5 points is still too many. So, if you had a gun to my head, you got to pick a side. I'm going to go ahead and take the points with the Arizona Wildcats. Very good offensively. They have the Final Four material, though, as you mentioned, in a rowdy and raucous environment there in stores, they're going to be pushed to the limit. But again, a shorthanded team for UConn, I don't think they have enough to get the cover. So give me Arizona plus +4.5. And I got a better number yesterday at 6.5. So good on me.
All right, so Brad rolling with Arizona, and then you're a Illini, Brad. Got a couple players in the lineup tonight that maybe we didn't expect as they play Alabama. So Illinois, I'm just on BetMGM right now. Illinois, the number is still 2.5 at MGM. It's 3.5 elsewhere. 180.5 the total. What do you think of your team tonight against Bama?
I think Illinois is going to win the game by anywhere between a 5 to 10 point margin. Yes, the two big names you mentioned, Mahalo Petrovic, could be making his Fighting Illini debut. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury. He's a pro overseas and lightning quick, a true point guard. He'll come off the bench. How many minutes he'll play? I don't know. I venture to guess probably 8 to 12. But the big name is the big man in the middle, one of the best centers in college basketball, Tomislav Ivicic. He is going to be good to go. A guy can beat you inside, beat you outside. Excellent in the pick and pop game. And that's the key with Illinois. They are such a good pick and roll team. They can beat you in variable ways. Mirkovic coming off a 21 rebound game, and knowing that Alabama got owned on the glass by Purdue in their last outing, they got rebounded 52-28. If Illinois isn't blitzed and bombarded with threes, that is a distinct possibility with Alabama. They're going to win and probably score a sweat-free cover. So trying to bury the bias, but looking objectively, I'll easily lay the 2.5 at the United Center.
Brad, have an awesome show tonight with Ryan, and we will catch up with you tomorrow on You Better You Bet, where hopefully the bartender will pour us a couple stiff drinks.
Arizona, UConn, under, I'm out!
All right, so Brad rolling with Arizona and the under. That game is on FS1 and starts in about 15 minutes from now, like right after we go off the air tonight. Thank you to Brad Evans. Brad and Ryan coming up on BetMGM tonight. All right, Tyler's going to join us in a second to talk some college hoops, but first we need our friend Jake the Snake to kindly drop the dope-ass beat. Today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Tyler Morales, our technical director. Tyler, the creator of Winning College Basketball Bets, with us now. Looking like you should be telling like scary stories like at a campfire with this lighting. Welcome, my friend. How are you betting the college basketball slate tonight?
So I actually love Illinois in this game. To me, Alabama defensively with under Nate Oates is like never good. This might be like one of the worst defensive teams they have with Alabama this year. They don't grab rebounds. They don't defend the three. And Illinois is one of the more efficient offenses in the country. Granted, we're only like 4 to 5 games in. They're right now in KenPom, the fourth rated offensive efficiency team. Our guy Andre Stojakovic started last game. I think he's going to have a huge game. I think Illinois wins big here. I agree with Brad. I think they could win by double digits here. So I bet Illinois in this game. I liked them even before their players were returning for this game. So give me Illinois. I feel confident about this bet. I like them a lot. I think they're a great team, by the way. Legit title contender this year.
I like Illinois a lot also, and they've been awesome so far this season. Tyler, I'm with you on liking the Illini, and I liked them prior to this news. Like Alabama against Purdue couldn't pull down a rebound to save their lives, and now they're going to get rebounds against Illinois with the big man back. No way. BetMGM's your home to bet it right now. It's 3.5 elsewhere. It's 2.5 at MGM. I laid 2.5 with the Illini, and I'm laying it with UConn against Arizona. On Friday night, UCLA, and we bet Arizona in that game. And Arizona covered, they were -1.5 and had a big second half, like a comeback in the end to win that game. They won it by 4 against UCLA on a neutral court. But UCLA kind of like had the blueprint to stop Koa Pete. Pete had 7 points in the game. Jaden Bradley was the one that closed the game out for Arizona. And I can't help but think that Danny Hurley probably watched the way UCLA defended Koa Pete and is probably going to employ the same principles tonight, try and slow their fantastic freshman down. And UConn almost blew a 20-point lead against BYU, and BYU was without two of its starters. Danny Hurley, after the game, talked about how badly he thought UConn played in the game, how badly UConn shot in the game, particularly solo ball. I think UConn's going to defend Pete well tonight, and I think you get a much better effort from UConn's best players. I will lay the 4.5 with UConn. I love UConn tonight, love Illinois tonight, so two college basketball bets for me after I lost them all yesterday, so tread lightly, UConn and Illinois. All right, let's get to the NBA now. We do have a piece of breaking news, not unexpected, but Cooper Flagg has been ruled out for tonight's game, Mavericks and the Knicks, with an illness. No Cooper Flagg tonight. Mike, toss the slate up. We have a couple injury games, as always in the NBA. Warriors Heat, Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green, and Al Horford, and Jonathan Kuminga are all out for the Warriors. If you want to bet that game, like good luck and Godspeed. Darius Garland out another game for the Cavs. I do have a bet on that game. I'll give it out momentarily. Joel Embiid and Paul George are both out for the Sixers as they host the Toronto Raptors, who have been awesome thus far this season. I think that one's pretty interesting. Zion Williamson is questionable for the Pelicans tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Domantas Sabonis out for the Kings. They are massive dogs on the road. Massive dogs on the road at Oklahoma City. Okay. Now to my bets for tonight in the NBA. And I have 3 bets. These will be smaller bets for me as I try and, you know, last night was not great. Bet numero uno. This is probably a really square bet, and the market's moving against me, and I don't really care. The Rockets are 1.5-point road dogs in Cleveland. Road favorites, excuse me. The Cavs are home dogs against the Rockets. No Darius Garland. The Cavs are a little inconsistent right now, and the Rockets are tremendous. They are fantastic. I like the Rockets to go into Cleveland and win tonight. I will lay the 1.5 with the Houston Rockets. Jabari Smith is playing. He had been questionable. Bet numero dos. I'm laying 1.5 with the Charlotte Hornets at the hapless Indiana Pacers. The Pacers, if you don't know, are 1-13. They are absolutely going to start tanking now with Halliburton out for the season. And Charlotte is pretty scrappy. The Hornets aren't good, but they are scrappy. I'll lay the 1.5 with the Hornets on the road at the Pacers. And finally, no Joel Embiid, no Paul George. I like the Sixers better when those guys don't play. Like, let's let Tyrese Maxey do his thing and let Tyrese Maxey cook. I'll take the 2.5 with the Sixers as home dogs tonight against the Raptors. So UConn laying it against Zona, Illinois laying it against Bama, the Rockets laying it in Cleveland, the Hornets laying it in Indiana, and the Sixers as a home dog against the Toronto Raptors, and a mother effing partridge in a pear tree. That does it for the Wednesday edition of the show. We'll catch you tomorrow on a tremendous football Thursday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.